Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
I'm going to get a little bit morbid here. Have you ever sort of escaped death? Like, you were supposed to be, I don't know, on a flight, and you ended up missing the flight. Something really bad happened on that flight. Or you were supposed to be in a car with somebody, and for whatever reason, you didn't get in that car. Had something else on the schedule, but everybody else in the car went, and there was some kind of accident.
You cheated death.
You cheated death, and you're looking back at it, and you're like, oh my God, had I just made that decision, what was on my schedule, whatever, I wouldn't be here now. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And the reason why I'm asking is, we're starting to hear more and more stories now of people that were supposed to be on what I call the tourist submarine that we were all talking about last week that went down to the Titanic and imploded. They had invited a whole bunch of people to be on that thing that turned it down and cheated death.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Vegas who's like some kind of tycoon that was invited to be on it. Because remember, it costs $250,000. So you're only inviting rich people to be on it, right? So this Vegas tycoon was supposed to be on it. And
Mission 5, the one that went down and imploded.
Uh-huh. And he posted a screenshot of the owner of Ocean Gate and him going back and forth on if he should go on the submarine or not. And he said, look, my son has done some research on it, who he was going to bring on the trip, and he doesn't feel comfortable doing it, so we're not going to go. So he passes on it. They were supposed to be on that very same voyage. And because his son did the research and wasn't feeling comfortable, they didn't make it. Mr. Beast this weekend said that he was invited to be on one of these voyages also, and also posted some screenshots and said that that very well could have been me on that submarine.
Then there was a story from a famous YouTuber, Jack Kohler, and he actually went on this, like the submersible a couple of missions prior to Mission 5. He was on Mission 3, but they had to abort the mission due to weather. So he has a 26-minute YouTube video of him, the now deceased members of Ocean Gate who were on Mission 5, the CEO, Stockton Rush. Like, he has him and his girlfriend getting into the submersible, them, like, bolting the door shut and about to go down. So, again, that was just two missions prior. But, again, they had to abort the mission because the weather was so bad. And then as soon as they got back to land, weather cleared up and everything was beautiful. But it's very eerie.
Yeah.
Especially when you're watching that video. And there's, you know, it's some of the last footage of those that were on Mission 5.
Dee, good morning. You were on the Burt Show. You cheated death.
Good morning. I love you guys' show. So, yes.
Thank you.
I cheated death. I was driving down the interstate on my way to go to work and drop my daughter off. She's in the back seat. This truck is going really fast, so he cuts me off, and we're at the light. He happened to just get in front of me right at the light. So my plan is to speed up and curse him out when the light changes, but there's a log truck on the left-hand side turning in the left-hand lane. The logs are too far out, so when it turns, it goes through his truck window and it decapitates him.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes, and I'm the one to stop and call the police.
Whoa. Wow. So you're literally feet away from that perhaps being you.
And my daughter, because the way that it went through the truck, it would have gotten both of us.
Damn.
It was only that far out.
Well, that'll shake. That will shake you up.
How has it changed your perspective on life?
I was a really angry person, and I couldn't figure out why things happen. But now I'm more of a, you know, live for now.
Mm-hmm.
Just be thankful for what you have, because you never know what's on the other side, like what you don't have.
That is
so
for
sure. It's definitely improved my appreciation for life and being a better person.
I appreciate you calling very much. I really am, like, I really believe that when God says it's your turn, and nothing you can do, man. I don't live with this kind of fear at all. It's not my decision. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. Hey, Big Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Bert?
When'd you cheat death?
I escaped three times.
Three times? Dang, dude. You're like a cat.
Three times. Well, the first time I was in the Marine Corps, I did not go on a clubbing trip. I would have been in the back of the truck. Since I was the biggest one, I wouldn't fit in the front. The truck rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go. I was going to ride with my wife to work one day, and I lay back in the van. Way back sleep. She got T-boned. It hit right where my head would have been.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I ran from the house and got her out the car from Boldcrest to Ormwood. I beat the fire truck there.
Damn.
And another time I was going to go on a fishing trip, and the two guys who went, like, come on, man, let's go, let's go. I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do some bad things with some good herbs. And they never returned.
Wow.
Whoa.
Man.
Yeah.
You got to start thinking at that. You got to start thinking at some point, like with three of those, like, do you start looking like, okay, I've got a purpose. I just don't know what that is yet. Like, why am I still here?
I've been blown up.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Are you hesitant to get in vehicles because all three of those incidents involved a vehicle?
No, not at all.
Don't even think about it.
I'm not hesitant to do anything.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm not hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I was walking everywhere.
You have to hang out with him because he's always safe.
Yeah, he's going
to
be fine.
Yeah.
Everybody around him.
It's us.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Big Mike. Yeah. He's protected.
He's just fine.
Joey, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. When'd you cheat death?
I was supposed to be in the World Trade Center having breakfast on Tuesday morning, September 11th.
Oh, my God. So why weren't you in that building?
Well, we ended up, my boyfriend and I were flying out on the Friday and coming home on that Tuesday, and I had a death in my family. So a few days before, I had to change my flight to Sunday afternoon. So I canceled my reservation at Windows of the World, which was for 8 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Oh, my God.
And we ended up just going Sunday afternoon before our flight left. And so then when that happened on Tuesday, I could still picture, like, that the waiters at the restaurant that helped us, the guy at the elevator that took us up, and all I could think was, gosh, I wonder if they were there, you know, because their faces were so fresh in my mind. And the fact that, you know, we would have, if it weren't for, you know, a cousin passing away and having to come back for the funeral, we would have been in the restaurant at 8 a.m. on that Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Wow. I appreciate you calling. So scary to look back at retrospectively. And there are tons of these. Hey, Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're not even supposed to be on this call.
Why is that?
Because you're supposed to be dead.
Jesus, Bert.
But here you are. So what happened?
Here I am. Oh, yeah. I was like, why shouldn't I be? Well, it was a while back. It's back when American Eagle was flying, a company owned by American Airlines, and we were flying from Raleigh to Richmond. It was raining. There were four of us that corporately were going to be on that plane. Because the flight was delayed, we decided to drive it because it was only 4 hours. And when we got to the hotel, all of our friends were in the hotel crying, thinking we were dead. The plane had gone down.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we had to call family. We had to touch base with everybody to let them know we were not on the plane, but everybody on it died.
Wow.
I mean, every time I hear, it gives you the goosebumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one last one here. Good morning, Deshaun. You're on the Bert Show. You cheated death too.
Good morning, Bert. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, I was at the 96 Olympics, and my aunt used to work for AT&T, so we were backstage, and we were leaving the night of the bombing, mm-hmm. and we literally walked out the building, and I had a killer headache, and I was like, I need some medicine. And literally walked right back inside the building, and less than 2 minutes later, the bomb went off, and we would have been right there because we were backstage from where the bombing was by that pole.
So you would have been exactly where it went off.
Yes.
Had it not been for that killer headache. Well, oh no, exactly. Actually, the not
killer headache. Really?
Killer headache.
No, that's what you're going to do.
That's what we're doing?
That,
what
gonna... that was so unintentional. That's so unintentional. Yeah, I mean,
the unkiller headache.
Yes, yes, the undead headache. I am so sorry.
You're the worst.
I did not mean, I swear to you, that was so unintentional.
The Burt Show.